भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय So I'm very happy I can today be here in Köln Temple, and I hope the topic of today will be relevant for you. Like Ram Gopal said, we already since yesterday heard a few lectures about the same topic. And we are in a very, very special place because we are hearing directly the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And this is something quite amazing. This is really, we could say, mind-blowing experience to hear about directly about the activities of God. We heard when Krishna was in this, on this planet 5,000 years ago, he had to deal with some demons who were there and were attacking his family and himself. And all those demons that Krishna liberated, they represent some type of anarthas or some type of obstacles in our devotional life. So today we will hear about a very special person, because he is not really a demon. This is Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma is actually an associate of the Lord, but we will hear in this pastime that he did not behave properly. And every demons in the Leela of Lord Krishna, they represent some type of anartha, and Lord Brahma, although he is not a demon, but he also represents some type of obstacles in our devotional life. So these pastimes is showing us that how glorious is the Supreme Lord, and is actually showing us how insignificant we are, which is actually very, very good to understand when we approach spiritual life. These pastimes is also freeing the sadaka or the living entity from the bound of karma and jnana. And we know that as long as karma and jnana are there, it's actually very difficult to come to a stage of pure bhakti. So this pastimes has this ability to help us free ourselves from karma and jnana and go directly on the path of bhakti. There are two main energy of the Lord that are very important to understand. The Lord has innumerable energies, but two of them are very, very special. One is called madhurya or sweetness, and one is called Aishvarya, and Aishvarya means opulences. So the Lord has those two potency, or those two qualities of opulences and sweetness. And very often people in general, they think they know only about the Aishvarya potency of the Lord, that the Lord is almighty, he is the supreme controller, but the sweetness aspect of the Lord, it's very rare to hear about. In most of the religion, this sweetness aspect of the Lord is not spoken about. It's very, very much a special feature of Hinduism. Also, to know what is God doing, that God has activities, that He's a person, he has emotions. All of that in most of the religion it is totally unknown. But here in Krishna consciousness we get all details about all how the Lord is behaving and what is actually the Lord doing. So it's very, very interesting, very, very attracting for the soul to hear what is the Lord actually doing. So the Lord came in this material world 5,000 years ago, and he came here to enact pastimes, to have activities, so that every living entity could directly witness what is his mood and what the Lord likes to do. Who could imagine on his own that God himself would like to become a cowherd boy and live in a small village? Who could imagine that? I think no one could imagine that. Only the Lord himself can do that. And that's the proof that this cowherd boy, this small Krishna, is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is a very nice analogy that helps us understand that. And it's the analogy of a king. When the king is ruling the kingdom, he has the crown on his head, he has all the ministers around him, and he needs to behave very officially in front of everyone. But when the king comes home, he takes his crown and put the crown on the wall, on the nail, and then he goes to his family, he goes to his child, and he can finally behave in a mood of sweetness. Not anymore in this mood of opulence and the mood of kingdomhood. So in the same way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Controller. He is the Supreme Person, but he likes also to live at home and to exchange sweet dealings with his friends, and not just this aspect of controlling everything. So this is happening in Vrindavan. So I would like to kidnap you today, to leave the material world, to leave the material realm, to leave Köln city and enter into a very special dimension, the dimension of the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And when we hear them, pictures will come to your eyes, because they are beautiful descriptions. So when those pictures are entering your mind, then you are in that dimension. You are connected to the eternal spiritual dimension. When we hear about those pastimes of Lord Krishna, when our mind enters in contact with the Lord, it has a very beautiful effect in our hearts. And this is an effect of purifying. Our heart becomes cleansed just by the fact of hearing about the Lord's glories. The topics of the Lord are ever fresh. Even if we hear them hundreds of times, we never can become fulfilled. We always want to hear more and more and more, because the Lord is a person which is ever fresh, ever new. When the friends of Krishna or the family members of Krishna, they see Krishna, it's always like if they see him for the first time. It's always fresh, always dynamic. Last things I want to say as introduction to the lecture is that because Krishna is God, he is able to do everything and anything. And this is what we should understand. This is God. God is the only personality who can do everything, who can do all miracles, who can organize everything as he wish. So in the pastimes you will see that there are some special things that Lord Krishna is doing. So don't wonder how can he do this or how can he do that, because he's the Supreme Lord. He's the person who can do all of that. One of our great saints, Radhanath Swami, explained that when he was young, he was in India, and he went to this village, Vrindavan, and then the saints there were telling him about the activities of the Lord. And when he heard about those amazing activities, Radhanath Swami said, yeah, this must be God. No one else will be able to do such a thing. That's the proof. This Krishna must be God. So this story of Lord Krishna is happening when Krishna was still quite young. Krishna was 5 years old at that time. And this day, they woke up very early. The boys, the friend of Krishna, went in the forest with their picnic, with their lunch packets with them. And with all the boys were an innumerable amount of calf. You know calves? Huh? This, the baby of the cow. The calves are very, very beautiful, very, very tender. When you see calves in India, you just your heart is just melting by seeing those calves. And when you go to them and scratch their neck, you just feel your heart is opening like a lotus. It's just like immediately you become very tender and very, very soft. So Krishna liked very much the calves. And on that day, they went very early to the forest with their picnic and all the boys. All the boys had flute and would play flute as they were running and dancing to the forest. It is said in the spiritual world, every step is a dance. So all the boys were all the time dancing, joking, playing with each other. They were laughing. They were very joyous atmosphere. And on that day, there was one very special demon that was there. And this was Agasura, a demon who had the form of a snake. We heard this morning about all the pastime. I don't want to repeat it now. But after the demon had been liberated by Krishna, the boys started to feel hungry. And I thought, okay, now it's the good time to have our lunch. They were walking on the side of the Yamuna River. And suddenly they found a very beautiful spot. In this place, the sand of the Yamuna River was white like snow. And there was not even a print in this place. It was like totally pure and totally beautiful. A lot of lotuses were floating on the Yamuna River, and due to the strong fragrance of those lotuses, many birds and many bumblebees were roaming around those lotuses. Krishna told his friends, this is the place. Let's go there and let's have our picnic there. There were a few big trees that were making like a big cycle and providing a good area of shadow, and all the boys came there and sat down. Lord Krishna was sitting in the center, and all his friends were sitting around him. And they started their picnic. Some they took some box of tree as a plate. Some they took stones as a plate, some they took leaves of tree as the plate, and they all started to eat. And they were all looking at Krishna. Krishna was in the center. It was like a beautiful lotus flower which had thousands of petals. And all the friends of Krishna were like the petals, and Krishna was the whirl of the plant, of the flower, was the center of the flower. Now all the boys wanted Krishna to look at them. Some were far away, but Krishna manifested one of his opulences, and every friend of Krishna felt like they were at the first row, seeing Krishna directly. And although Krishna was in the middle, he was able to look at all his friends at the same time. Even those who were apparently at his back, he could look at everyone at the same time. This is Krishna. He is able to reciprocate with the love of all his devotees. All his friends wanted to exchange with him the food they had in their picnic, and Krishna was able to reciprocate with all of them. And Srila Prabhupada writes something very interesting. Our founder Acharya, in his translation of the books, is giving a very deep point. I like to read just a few sentences from Prabhupada. I will try to read it slow so that our translator can follow us. If one is raised to the platform of devotional service, Krishna always becomes visible in the core of his heart. One who has attained such a perfection is all beautiful in transcendental bliss. The present Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt to keep Krishna in the center. For if this is done, all activities will become beautiful and blissful. Very, very deep explanation of Srila Prabhupada. What our movement is. Our movement is to bring Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in our hearts. And when the Lord is present in the heart, then all activities become blissful. All our activities become beautiful. We become just naturally beautiful. We can see in the world, beauty is such a deep topic. How do we look in the eyes of others? And so many, if you enter in Google, how can I become beautiful? You will get so many different ways to do so. But if the Lord enters your heart and manifests in your heart, then this is the perfect beauty. This is the real beauty. This is the beauty of the soul. So the boys were exchanging very lovingly with Krishna, and they would make fun with each other also. One of the boys had some samosa in his lunch bag. Samosa are, how could we say that in German? Thai tasche. Gefüllte Thai tasche. Thank you. So one of the boys took the samosa, he opened the samosa and took away the sabji. And inside he put some jasmine flowers, which smell very good but are very bitter. And then this boy will give his samosa to another friend, and the other friend will bite in it and make a very strange face, and all the boys will be laughing. As they were all eating like this, one of the Shaktis of Krishna, one of the energy of Krishna, came and asked a question. The energy asked, "My dear Lord, if you like to have more fun in your eating, I will bring here Lord Brahma." Lord Brahma is a demigod who was in the sky and came and was looking at Krishna. And as he was looking, he saw how they were exchanging with the boys. And he saw one friend of Krishna gave him some chaach, some buttermilk. And Krishna drank that buttermilk But this buttermilk was a little old. It was not good anymore. And Krishna just split it, everything out. And when Brahma saw that, he said, no, it cannot be that this boy is God. He don't even know what is clean, what is unclean. What is muchi, what is suchi. He don't even know that this cannot be God. I will challenge this boy and I will show to everyone that he is just a simple boy. He is not God. So Brahma came down on earth in an invisible way. And just there, next to the boys eating, were the calves. They were drinking the crystal clear water of the Yamuna. They were eating the fresh grass. And Brahma came and took away all the calves of Krishna and the boys. And then Brahma disappeared. As the boys were eating, suddenly they noticed the calves were gone. And they were young, 5 years old, but they were responsible for those calves. And those calves were the riches of Raj. So they felt very uncomfortable. They became anxious. Where are our calves? Where are our calves? And Krishna told them, you stay here and peacefully eat. I will go myself and look for the calves. Now look at that. Look at God. He is saying to his friend, you stay and eat. I will do the labor of looking for the calves. He's not saying, I am God. Everyone should serve me. You go and look for the calves. I will stay here and eat. No, this is one of the nature of God. He loves his devotee and he wants to serve his devotees. So Krishna took a little yogurt, a little fruits in his hand, and went to look for those calves, so that on the way he could continue eating a little bit. He went and looked everywhere, on the mountains, in the caves, around the river, just no calves, nowhere. So Krishna came back, and in the meantime, as Krishna was looking, Brahma came and stealed all the friends of Krishna away. Krishna came back and all the boys had disappeared. Krishna understood, this is a trick of Brahma. But just to confuse Brahma, because he knew Brahma is watching at me, he continued looking everywhere and made like if he did not know what had happened. Brahma was looking at the scene. And Brahma thought, when I steal the boys and the calves, will Krishna show some power? Some wonderful pastimes? What will Krishna do now? Will he look and find everywhere for the cows? Or will he come to me and ask me to give the cows back? Or will he don't understand anything at all? So Brahma was really wondering, how will Krishna react now? Using his internal potency, Krishna did a miracle. At that time, Brahma went away and went to place all the boys and the calves in a cave. And in the meantime, Krishna was thinking, how can I go back to Vrindavan alone? What will all the parents of all my friends say if I come back alone? I cannot do that. So Krishna transformed himself, expanded himself in all the numbers of friends and all the numbers of calves. He had the exact body of every single calf, You know, some were white, some were brown, some had just a spot here or there. He took the exact form of every single calf. He took this exactly the same cloth, the same frisura that the friend of Krishna. He even had exactly the same way of speaking. And he knew all what those boys had done before. He was the exact replica. And with all those replicas, Krishna started to run in a dancing way back to Vrindavan village. And Krishna was speaking to all the boys like nothing had happened, but he was actually speaking to himself. That was, all those forms were actually Krishna, were himself. This is Krishna. When the mothers in Vrindavan heard the sound of the flute and the mooing of the calves, they just came out, they stopped all activities they were doing. Finally, our boys and Krishna are coming back. They came at the entrance of their door to welcome Krishna and the boys. Now there is something very interesting, and this also shows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the mothers of the friends of Krishna, they had more love, they were feeling more love for Krishna than for their own son. And this is technically impossible in this material world. Everyone will love his own son more than anyone else. But because Krishna is so attractive and so loving, all the mothers and fathers, obviously they like their children very, very much, but they were feeling more love for Krishna than for their own child. But what happened this time is that when all the boys came back, they were feeling as much love that they will feel usually for Krishna, because all those boys were actually Krishna, but they were not, they would not understand what was going on. So their love for their own son was increasing as much as the love they had for Krishna. And their love for Krishna was even increasing further. The cows, when the cows saw the small calves coming, they just could not believe what was happening. Their heart was were beating of affection, and they went and they gave their milk with incessant stream. It was just their milk were not stopping flowing for their calves, because those calves were Krishna, were expansion of Krishna too. The boys were drinking from their mother's breast, and the milk of their mother was sweet like a beverage, like a sweet beverage, because the mother were feeling so much love for those boys that the milk transformed like an intoxicating beverage, and all those boys were drinking and drinking and drinking. And who were those boys? They were Krishna. Krishna was now accepting all those mothers as their own mother. Krishna made these pastimes for one full year. One full year, nobody noticed what had happened, that Krishna had been transformed into all their son and their friends and the cows. And during 1 year, there were a lot of loving exchange between all those forms of Krishna and all the family members, the parents, and even the gopis. They always wanted to marry Krishna. And during this year, Lokanath Swami explained, there was a lot of marriage. taking place. And all, many of those gopis who married those young gopas, they were actually able to marry Krishna, because those boys were Krishna. The mother were taking care of all those boys with so much love. They were smearing their body with fragrant oil, bathing them. They would put tilak and sandalwood on their face. And during 1 year, it was an amazing exchange of love between Krishna in all those forms and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Now we could ask a question. If Krishna took the exact replica of all those boys, now there was a problem, because all the parents were loving Krishna so much, and Krishna was reciprocating with them much more than what usually their boy would reciprocate with their love. You understand? It means that although Krishna was supposed to take the exact replica of the boy, he was now acting differently. He was expressing more love toward his parents. So, is that a fault of God? No, this is an ornament of God. The ornaments that the Lord is conquered by the love of his devotees. Because the parents were giving him so much love, he could not just stay and remain like the ordinary boys. He had to exchange with them more love. After almost 1 year, something very special happened. The cows were on the top of Govardhan Hill with the cower men, the parents, the fathers. And suddenly, the cows saw downhill were the calves, their small calves, who were actually Krishna. And when they saw their calf, they could not stop themselves. They had to run down to give them their milk. Now the cow men did not want the cows to go, and they were trying to stop them. But they had so much affection for their calves, they were just running down the hill. And cows, usually they can go up easily, but when they need to go down, they are always, you know, with legs in front, they are always insecure to go down. And now the cows were running down Govardhan Hill, and they were running so fast that it seems they had only two legs. Their milk bags were overflowing milk everywhere. They had so much affection by seeing their calves, and their heads and tails were raised, and they would just run down. And the cover men, they were trying to catch them, stop, but no way. They had so much affection for the calves, they had to go and give their milk to the calves. Mm-hmm. When the cow men came down the hill, they were very angry, and they really very angry. But then they saw their own boys, who were Krishna, and they lost all their anger, and they just embraced their boy, and they just could not let them go away anymore. They were just keeping on embracing them, and finally they allowed the boy to go away, and they forgot all the anger they had felt toward the cows. Everything was gone. And then they went again away, and whenever they will remember their son, tears will just constantly fall down their eyes. When Balaram, the brother of Krishna, saw this scene, he understood, here something is special. Here, something I just cannot understand what is going on here. We have to know that on that day, when Balaram kidnapped the boys, Balaram had to stay home. It was actually the birthday of Balaram. So Brahma had stolen all the boys, but not Balaram, because Balaram was at home. And now Balaram was seeing that, and he was just not understanding what is going on here. And then he approached Krishna and said, tell me, here is a mystery. And then Krishna told him that, yes, I had to expand. Brahma stole the boys and the calves. I had to expand myself, and that's what is going on. Now we could ask the question, why did Krishna wait a full year before telling to Balaram what was going on? Anyone guess?
Maybe Brahma needs the time.
Krishna did not reveal that secret to Balaram for an entire year, because if Balaram would hear that the real boys had been kidnapped, he would have felt so much separation from his friends, his real friends who were gone. So therefore Krishna did not say anything for 1 year. After 1 year, Lord Brahma came back to check out what's going on. And in the planet of Brahma, the time measurement is much different than in our planet. That means 1 full year passed on Earth, and for Brahma it was just like a moment. Brahma had put all the boys and calves in a cave, and then went back to Vrindavan to see what was going on. How was Krishna now dealing? And what a surprise! Brahma looked down on Earth, and he saw that all the boys and all the calves were with Krishna playing. So Brahma became bewildered. He went back to the cave and looked there, and all the boys and calves were there. Then he went back and looked in Vrindavan, and everyone was there. And Lord Brahma was becoming nervous. Lord Brahma was becoming very anxious. He knew by stealing the calves and cowboy of Krishna, he was actually playing with fire. And you know, when you play with fire, you get a little anxiety inside of you. What if, you know, the fire burned the whole house? So Brahma was becoming nervous and very anxious. What if the potency of Krishna was stronger than mine potency? So he was looking all around, did not know what to do. He even sat down and went into samadhi to try to understand what was going on. He even was thinking, maybe Krishna, as soon as I go to the cave, maybe Krishna brings the same cowboy to the cave faster than me. And when I go back to Vrindavan, he brings them back. He just could not figure out what was going on. And then as he was looking at all the boys and the calves, suddenly they started to transform. Suddenly they all get a dark blue complexion. Suddenly they started to grow and become like Vishnu forms. Beautiful Vishnu forms with helmet, with tulsi garland and a lot of ornaments. And those forms were extremely, extremely beautiful. Even the calves transformed also in those Vishnu forms. And Brahma was looking at them and was becoming overwhelmed. And he understood they are not just habitants of Vaikuntha. He saw they all had the Srivatsa sign, which is just Krishna's sign. So he understood all those persons are actually Krishna. And then a breeze blew, and he got the fragrance of the tulsi garland from the Vishnu form in his nose, and that was too much. Brahma just fainted. And then, when Brahma came back to his senses, everything had disappeared. And he just saw Krishna, who was walking with his hand like this, and some rice and some fruits in his hands, like if looking for the cows. Brahma came to Krishna and understood, I did really a big mistake. He went to Lord Krishna and offered obeisances to him. And because Lord Brahma has 4 heads, he offered 4 times obeisances. And each time with another head, he went to touch the feet of Lord Krishna. And then Lord Brahma offered beautiful prayers to Krishna. And Krishna was looking at Lord Brahma and was saying, what is he saying? All those philosophy, all those big prayers. I'm just a simple cowboy. I'm just looking for my friends and my calves. And then Brahma disappeared. All the cowboys and calves reappeared, the real one. And Krishna came and said, oh, here are the calves. Oh, here you are. And the friends told Krishna, oh, you are back. You just went for such a short time. You just did not have time to take one bite, that you are already back. So this is the pastimes of the Brahma Vimohan Lila. It's a very, very beautiful Lila. It's very, very special. I remember when I started my Krishna consciousness, I cut it off one book, the picture where you see all the cowboys and calves becoming Vishnu form. And I had this picture in my car. And when I was driving, I was looking at that. And it's just amazing. These pastimes that Lord Krishna did is just totally amazing. And I hope you could come with me in your mind and experience this amazing pastimes of Krishna. And although we are in this material body, we are in this material world, just by hearing about the pastimes of Krishna and speaking about those pastimes, we can be totally brought into the realm of transcendence. We can be totally beyond dualities and beyond all suffering and all troubles of this material world. So I'm very happy we could do this amazing journey together. I see it's actually quite some time since left. Maybe we can open the forum if you have any questions or any comments. I'm Gopal.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Very beautiful. So when the cowherd boys come back to her palace, when Krishna comes back in his dimension, when he falls in the parrot, so the parrot, that I remember right, is hesitated that this man is a little bit other, and the lama is much bigger, and so on. So, it's a different thing from the human day, a little bit other in our normal life from the parent, from the common world. So what was going on when this change is coming and the normal cowherd boys come back to the parents? So then the parents don't have the spirit, so they are not in preparation to Krishna, or what is going on?
I did not express properly, but there was nothing with the smell. That was just the love that was bigger. Just the love that was bigger. And obviously when Krishna changed his forms, then their love had to decrease back to how it was before.
Wir haben das nicht gemerkt.
Most probably they must have felt. Most probably they must have felt just not have understood what was going on.
But this I don't know so much. It's not really described in the books what happened in that.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah? While this water like Brahma fell down.
And you can become exhausted, you can fall down. How to protect us? The question is, how could
such an exalted person as Lord Brahma fell down like this and challenge the Lord like he did? That's a very, very good question. And this shows us, if even Lord Brahma is doing it, what to speak about us? We are also very, very often trying to challenge the Lord and to actually make ourselves appear as the Lord. We are trying to take the position of the Lord. We are also, like Brahma, doing a competition with Krishna. I was just reading an article that was saying that fall down come just after pride. And that's very interesting, because basically we are put into illusion when we are not surrendered to the Lord. This is Lord Krishna's message in Bhagavad Gita. Devi esha gunamai mama maya tu hatyaya. That my material energy is very, very difficult to overcome. But when one surrenders to me, then it becomes very easy to overcome this mayic energy or this illusion. Now, what does it mean to surrender to the Lord? Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained there are six paths how to surrender to the Lord. And the first one he mentioned is humility. And this is the opposition of pride. So as soon as we are proud, we become overpowered by the material energy. I remember in my service with my Guru Maharaj, at sometimes there was one lady who was traveling with us, and somehow I fell in love with that lady at that time. And after a few days I became very disturbed by it, and I approached my Guru Maharaj and said, what do I do now? what? And my Guru Maharaj said, okay, I will think about. And one morning he was ready to give the lecture, and I was placing the microphone I was close to him. And Maharaj looked at me and said, the only reason of you being in this trouble now is that you were proud. And that this was really, really deeply coming. And obviously there is the whole reason of the Leela, that if Brahma would not act in that way, Krishna would not be able to do such a wonderful Leela. So there is also this dimension, this perspective that we should keep in mind. We are coming from the Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya. So that means Brahma is one of our acharya, or one of our guides in the Sampradaya. And I know that many devotees from the Madhva Sampradaya, they do not accept this Leela. They say, cannot be that Brahma was in illusion. Brahma is our guide. How can our guide be in illusion? It just cannot be. So that's a different perspective. I think for us it's very nice to understand this point, because we are all the time in connection with material energy, and we see how easily illusion can cover us. And we should actually contemplate how we can come to this point of surrender to Krishna, so that we are actually totally protected against this energy. Illusory energy. So that's nice that you brought this question, because it makes also a little homework. It's not just a pleasure of hearing the pastimes, but we have a little homework now. If we want to become free from the clutches of material life, of illusion, one needs to contemplate the ways one can surrender to God. Thank you. Wonderful question.
I have two questions. One is, in the description you are mentioning that
the whole pastime happened for 1 year, which was just a moment for Brahma, Lord Brahma. When it was just a moment, why didn't it take up some more moments? Because for Brahma it's just a moment where he was trying to steal, kidnap the cowherd boys and cows, So why didn't he do for a little longer? For him it was just a moment of time. That's one question. Because within such a short span of time, how did he realize that he's playing with Supreme and he didn't understand what's happening, all these things? The second question is, did Lord Brahma have ever seen Lord Krishna directly other than this short time? Because every time he goes to the causal ocean where he meditates and talks not directly, but is this the first time where Krishna has gave his darshan to Lord Brahma?
I mean, I'm quite qualified to repeat what I have on my notes, but questions are not always easy to answer. But it seems, maybe, I'm not sure if it's true what I'm saying. I mean, I try nevertheless to answer as good as I can. The time is passing differently in different places. That means when Brahma took the boys and the calves, he went to put them in a cave and he was in his time factor. But when he was back on earth to look at how was Krishna doing and like this, then he was again in the time factor of the earth, because that was the place where he was. So therefore all the time he was thinking and like this, he did not spend much more time. That's a little bit. But what we should also know is that there is Vrinda Devi, there is the Lila Shakti. Vrinda Devi is the person who organized the pastimes of God. Because Krishna, he wants to enjoy the pastimes, but if he knows everything, then there is no excitement. So he gives everything in the hands of Vrinda Devi. Vrinda Devi, you organize my pastimes. Whatever you organize, I will enjoy it. So there is this dimension also, that there is an orchestra behind the Lila. And if the Lila happened like this, must have been the best way it has to be done. And concerning the second question, help me again, what was the second question?
Lord Brahma had never seen
the sweetness pastimes of Krishna, and he had seen Krishna only in his Aishwarya form, in his opulent form at the causal ocean and all of that, and he had heard about the sweetness of Krishna. Therefore he was coming and having a look, how is that Krishna is that really the Supreme Personality of God or not. If I remember well, they are mentioned that was the first time. That I think even that Brahma had the desire to see the pastimes of Krishna in this sweetness form. And do you know Brajananda how it?
I mean, as you said, like Brahma saw from the Damodar Lila. He says in the Damodar Asram also, like it's my desire to see Krishna style the pastimes ever after. And Ramasimha also he says, I want to see Krishna's that form, Supreme Personality, that form of the child, in Rajapuri. So it means he has seen only for the first time there as Krishna. That's why he was bewildered. And he says that, oh, this boy, village boy, cannot be Supreme Personality of God. He is supreme, but this boy is an ordinary boy. So he sees the first time, that boy. And then Ramasimha says, I want to see him again and again. And he asked for that boon that I should be born as someone to see your universe.
He had the knowledge, but hadn't seen it. So it was
very again, the knowledge is given by Krishna. So he knows, like it's 0.9, so one person is mine, 0.1. So he can give you what he wants to give you.
No, my question is when Brahma Samhita came, where he was glorifying Krishna. So that is may happen, and then blur it. He cannot blur it, but he has not seen. And that knowledge is coming from Krishna.
And this also, now I will take your question, also show us, I think we have, when we hear this pastime, in one sense it seems to be just cows and calves and cowboys, but we can feel how it brings us to another dimension, how the effect of hearing such a kata is influencing our heart, and then we can feel, okay, that's totally another dimension. Yeah.
Are all the lilas of Krishna are the same when Krishna comes in the earth, or is there different in the different life of Krishna when he comes in the earth?
When
he comes in the earth, is there different in the lilas, or all time all the lilas happening at the same situation?
Yes. The question is that Nitya Lilas,
there are different pastimes of Lord Krishna. Some are called Nitya Lila, and that's what is in the eternal spiritual world. And some is Nemitika Lila, and that's what is happening on planet Earth or on different planets in the material realm. They are quite similar. Hare Krishna. They are quite similar, but there are some differences. In the Nitya Lila, the eternal Lila, Krishna never takes birth, never grow. He's all the time the same age. But in the material world, he appears to take birth and to grow. In the Nitya Lila, eternal Lila, there are no demons. Demons are just here on material earth. But there are suspicion that some demons can be there. And some anxiety is just there, that maybe a demon could appear. In the spiritual world, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. But apparently, in the material world, Krishna goes to Mathura and Dwarka. So that's few of the difference between the Nitya Lila and Nemitika Lila. The Lila of the Lord in the eternal spiritual world, and the Lila of the Lord when he's coming on Earth in different planetary systems. Yeah.
You were talking about that Lord Brahma in this case also represents some sort of anatta or some obstacle.
Yeah. I mentioned that in the beginning.
It's maybe good to repeat this, to hear about this pastime. It will help us to free ourselves from karma and jnana. That's the blessing that is given by this pastime. And also, these pastimes rectified one offense. Very interesting. This offense of thinking that the Aishwarya of the Lord is most important, and that the madhurya, the sweetness aspect of the Lord, is not important or is not good. And sometimes we see, for people, it's not easy to accept the sweetness of Krishna. And they might say, oh no, those pastimes, that's useless, we should just think of God as the supreme and like this. So this is an offense. So to hear about these pastimes will rectify this offense. And Prabhupada, I will end with that, Prabhupada write a very nice sentence in connection with this sweetness of Krishna. Prabhupada suggests that one need to develop a real taste and attachment to Krishna in Vrindavan, which is the sweetness aspect. Otherwise, we will be prone to remain attached to karma, material activities. That means Prabhupada mentioned, if one do not develop this or come in contact and appreciate this madhurya aspect, this aspect of Krishna being in Vrindavan, it will be very, very difficult to give up karma, to give up interested action. I do this because I want this fruit. So that's Prabhupada's comment of the importance to hear and study those madhurya pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. Good, I thank you very much for your attention. I hope you will keep some memories of these pastimes with you, that you don't forget everything. Remember how when the fathers of the boy, they went away, whenever they will remember their boys, tears will flow down their eyes. And this is actually what is happening. When we deeply remember Lord Krishna, we will be very, very much moved in our heart. So I thank you for your attention. Now I think we will have Gaurarati. Ram Gopal, please guide us.
Gaurarati Prabhu Ji.
Really, thank you very much. Wonderful to know that we don't, at least for 2 years, I know. And,